Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for joining me tonight. We had a great time last night with blues musician. He lied. He is not blues. He is full-blown rock, man. Rock and roll. Clay Melton. Go check it out. ClayMelton.com. His new release is Alive on a Wire. Just great stuff. We had a good time. Listen in. But tonight we're going to have an even better time. Every night is getting better and better. We've got the great Mr. Joey D from Joey D and the Starlighters. Joey, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for calling, Joanne.
Oh, thank you. And how's the weather down there?
It's Florida. 80 degrees this afternoon, just the way I like it.
Sure, you ran out of Passaic down in Florida, real nice, and you left me
I
here.
I certainly did.
Not cool, Joe.
Yeah, I
Not
did
cool.
that a long time ago. I did that in 1973.
Good for
First
you.
Time I came to Florida, it was 1962 with the Ronettes,
mm-hmm.
and they were my backup singers at the time.
Yeah.
And it was January. It was from New Year's Eve into 1962, and I said, it's 80 degrees and chicks are running around in bikinis. I'm moving to Florida. It took me like 12 years later or 11 years later, but I made it.
That
I've been here ever
time,
since. I love it
was
here.
Was that your first time ever to Florida, though?
Yeah, that was the first time ever.
Oh, man.
1962, we played at the Peppermint Lounge South, they called it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow. The weather up here, oh, man, it's just been horrible. So moving to Florida, I could definitely see that happening. So I am so happy to have you on tonight. I don't know if you recall, I saw you, oh, God, I think it was the Bergen Pack. Are you coming around again soon?
I'm going to be at the Bergen Pack May 6th.
Thank
so I'm looking
you.
Forward to that with Kenny Vance. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, you know, Kenny's on tomorrow night.
Is he? Give him my love.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to that. Is that what is the name of that show, Joe? Is that the doo-wop show?
I don't know. Some kind of rock and roll doo-wop.
Yeah, I think I'm going to that. I hope. I think that's the one I'm attending. I'm attending a few that are coming up. But
that would be so nice if you could be there. Yeah, that would be
cool.
Yeah,
oh, well, you guys put on a great show. Are you kidding me? And for folks that have not seen you perform now, I mean, they've seen you probably over the years, but you are incredibly talented, amazing. I can't believe you still get out there and do what you do. And I got to know where this little white boy got his rhythm in Passaic, New Jersey. I mean, you were killing when you did the twist when the song came out. I mean, you were killing it. That was the best twist ever seen.
Well, thank you. What happened was I lived in Passaic, New Jersey, which was a very integrated two blocks away from me. Two of the Shirelles live. So, I mean, we had a wonderful, wonderful time growing up. And I used to go to Newark, New Jersey to a club called Ben's Cotton Club on Frelinghuysen Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go see all the bands there. I'm an R&B guy in my heart. I love the Flamingos and the Moonglows and the Harptones and you name them, Johnny Maestro and Crest and the Brooklyn Bridge and the Jimmy Beaumont, Little Anthony. You know, the ad infinitum. Well, anyway, these are the kinds of groups that I love. And so there was a group there called Pearl Reeve. She was a female guitar player. Mm-hmm. And I went there with David Brigati, who was an original member of the Starlighters. And he was and he sang with the Rascals. He's in the Hall of Fame. And he was with me for a long time. Well, he and I were the only two, I'll call us white boys in this club. And because we loved that music.
Right.
And when Pearl Reeves and her group took a break, the jukebox came on. And one of the songs, and I see these kids dancing as bands, was Hank Ballard's and the Midnighters version of The Twist. He wrote it, and they created the dance.
Right.
So I said, Davey, you know what? This would be a great, great song for us to put in our show. And let's try it. So we took it to rehearsal the next week, and we put it in the show. And we happened to be doing it at the Peppermint Lounge the night the great actress Merle Oberon stopped in for a nightcap into this little dingy bar in New York City on West 45th Street. She came in with Charlie Knickerbocker, the writer for the Daily News, and she actually got up and danced with the kids that were doing a twist, because I showed them how to do it. And they were doing it as every time I played the song, and the timing couldn't have been more positive, because she happened to be there, I happened to be doing that song, and the kids were doing that dance, and Charlie Knickerbocker tried to dissuade Merle Oberon from dancing. She said, don't get up there with those kids. And she said, no, they look like they're having fun. And she got up there and danced, and he wrote about it in his column the next day. And it just snowballed from there. The place became inundated with celebrities.
Right, and everybody wants to see Joey D do the twist.
Well, not just Joey D, but the audience as well, and then I was teaching it as well. And
Judy Garland? Did you teach Judy Garland? How funny.
She was there every night. Almost every night. She was there every night, and I got to dance with her, and I got to talk to her. I'm a little sad that I didn't spend more time with her, because she was such a sweet, sweet lady, and we know how great a talent she was.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now, who did the celebrities that did come in, who did you teach? Not that you had to teach them. Once you get the twist, once you get the feel, and you see somebody doing it, and you get the rhythm, you got it. So which celebrity did you actually, like, hold their hand and get them going?
Well, Judy Garland, I'll tell you who came in there and sang Shout with me, Liberace.
Really?
And I got the pictures to prove it. Yeah. And I did a gig back in the days with at the Wilderstilts Bar up in Harlem. Sammy Davis called me. I had met him when I opened my nightclub.
Yeah.
And Joey D. Starlighter. So he called me and said, they're doing a premiere for I Spy with Bill Cosby and Robert Culp.
Yep.
And they're going to have a party there. Would you come down? And I said, certainly, Sam Fee will do anything. So I went there, and I'm sitting down. He says, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Joey D is going to sing the Peppermint Twist. And I said, Sammy, I don't have my charts. He said, I already gave them the charts, and they know the song. Singing the Peppermint Twist, and guess what happens? Sammy Davis is singing Bop Shoe Bop 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 Shoe Bop.
No kidding.
Sammy Davis singing background for Joey D. I mean, it's just an incredible career I've had.
How cool is that?
It's all in my book, The Peppermint Twist Chronicles, which you can get on Amazon. It's $20. Send it to me, and I'll be more than happy to sign it for you. It's a great read. It's a microcosm of what was going on in the early 1960s. With the Vietnam War, the advent of the birth control pill, and all
racism.
Kinds of crazy things were happening, and the integration, we didn't have any problems with integration back then. The thing I'm most proud of all my accomplishments, and I've had quite a few, was having the first integrated doo-wop rock and roll group that had a number one record, which was the Peppermint Twist.
Yep. Now, it's funny.
So don't talk to me about racism. I don't want to hear about it. Let's all be one great country like we should
right.
be.
And I think, in my opinion, at that time, the music is what brought people together, you know?
Exactly. I'm so glad
you really brought
that up, Joanne.
I really do. That's what brought people together. It didn't matter what kind of music it was, who sang it. It was happy music. It was great. That's why this music will never die. It's every time you listen to it, it just makes you feel so good, you know?
Exactly.
So,
it's happy and it's fun. And it tells a great message, and they're great singers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
all
I wanted
great
to
singers.
Ask you about the Shirelles. I know you went to school with them, and they were your neighbor. So who got the break first, you or them?
No, they did, and they gave me my first break. And
cool.
They were set the record.
I was going to ask if they taught you anything in the business, because I know you were very business-oriented about the music industry. So, like, did they teach you everything about that, or you just learned it on your own?
Well, they taught me everything except that I was going to get ripped off of all my royalties like they got ripped off.
Like everybody else.
There wasn't too much we could do about it. When Vito Genovese, a name you may know of or heard of, he owned Roulette Records and he owned the Peppermint Lounge. So there was no arguing or asking for royalties back then.
Yeah, I didn't know he owned the Peppermint Lounge. I knew about Roulette because I know he screwed everybody, you know, Tommy James and those guys too. You know,
James, my dear friend, Lou Christie, we were all on Roulette. And none of us got royalties. But Tommy finally got his, like, 30 or 40 years later after Morris died.
Hmm.
But it was an exciting time to be in New York City. Down the street would
be
the Metropole. I had the wagon wheel up the street.
Yeah,
it was just an alive place. And like you say, the music brought us together. You're so right. It started out in the 50s. I used to listen to WNJR, which was, they played nothing but music. They called them colored music or whatever, whatever label you want to put on it. But it was soul music to me. And that's the station I listened to. And back then, WABC was playing Pat Boone singing Tutti Frutti. Now, who the hell wants to hear Pat Boone sing it after you hear Little Richard sing it? And Pat Boone's a great singer, don't get me wrong. But that wasn't his type of material. That was rock and roll.
Right. Well, they knew it was money, so let's try it with the guy that all the ladies love right now, and the straight lace guy, and it didn't work. But you know, it worked for him, but not for generations to come.
But like you had mentioned, this brought us all together, and because a couple of years later, now ABC and Alan Freed and everybody, they were starting to play, and Murray Decay and all those guys, and Cousin Brucey were playing all the great music. They were playing by the real artists.
Yeah.
By the Flamingos, by the Moogos.
Wasn't that a great station, CBS?
Oh, man.
Oh,
yep.
That was the best.
Was
that's all
fantastic.
They played in the house. Yep. Cousin Brucey.
That's all I had
Kulop.
On my radio when I lived there. You're exactly right.
Great stuff. I think that's why I love music so much. And maybe where, honestly, I don't want to talk about me, but maybe where I got my talent to write as well and be a musician, because that was the heart of music. You had to, as a musician, you if you didn't listen to any of that at the time, like not even at the time, I mean, I'm what, 58? So I was a kid listening to all that, and I think it inspired me. You know what I'm saying? I think good for you. You know, I think most musicians have to had listened to all that stuff to do what they're doing today. I mean the ones with longevity, Joe, not the ones that are coming up now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right. Yeah, well, the music now, the rap thing, and I don't like to put a knock on it. It's successful. A lot of people listen to it, including some of my grandkids. But I want to tell you, to me, rap is crap. I want to hear Johnny Maestro. I want to hear Little Anthony. I want to hear Jimmy Beaumont. I want to hear the people that I love.
Right.
Those are the real singers.
When you were on Ted Mack, and now of these days, seeing American Idol and all that crap, do you say, wow, we were on the first American Idol, really?
You know what? that's amazing that you should pick up on that. I say that all the time. That was
the original
American Idol, because people would call up and vote for your favorite act that was on the show that night, Juan Ted Mack. And
what song did you do?
We came in
night?
Second, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I got a huge family. We're Italians, and they all called up. But this little kid who was 6 years old sang Danny Boy, and he and they beat us. But it was a great experience being on Ted Mack.
Yeah. What song did you guys do that show?
I did an original song that I wrote. That was one of the first songs. I don't even remember the title of it, but it was one of the songs I wrote. And we did it live, and I was playing saxophone at the time.
Right.
Joanne, let me give you a little inside scoop on how Joey D and the Starlighters made it.
Yeah, I didn't have. You can tell everybody else. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't have the vocal ability like David Bergotti or Johnny Maestro and those guys, the real good singers, I call them. So I knew, but I played saxophone, and I had a band. And we did all instrumentals like Tequila and Honky Tonk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I knew we needed some singers. So here's what I did. The doo-wop singer groups could not get a gig in a bar because they didn't have a band. Mm-hmm. I had the band. So I went out and I got Roger Freeman from one of the colored groups. And I got David Bergotti from the High Fives, and I had the two best singers, in my opinion, in the state of New Jersey at that time as my lead singers. So every place we went, we wowed them.
You
couldn't beat us. And then we had a contest every year in the state of Jersey, the best band. And my band invariably won every year because I had
a
great band and the greatest singers.
Wow.
And we one time played up against a group from Nutley, New Jersey, Bill Callanan, and guess who? Joe Pesci was the guitar player.
Get out.
And Joe Pesci came in second four times in a row to us, and he said, I'm quitting my band. I'm joining your band, Joey. And and he became a member of Starlighters. And the first movie he ever appeared in was a movie I did called Hey, Let's Twist. And he played an extra. He was a dancer. And
we
all know the success he had after that. He's a fantastic Academy Awards actor.
Yeah, I got to look that up. I can't imagine him. But
look it up in my book, man. It's all in there with Jimi Hendrix and as my guitar player.
Tell me about that story. How did that happen? Tell me about Jimi Hendrix. How the heck did that happen?
Okay, well, the group was morphing. We're in 1965 now, and I had made a couple of changes in the group, and I wanted to add a guitar player. And I had a drummer by the name of Jimmy Mays, who was from Chicago, and he knew all the players in the New York City area. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, Joe, you got to get another guitar player. I said, I know, Jimmy. Do you happen to know anyone? He said, well, this dude just got off the road with Little Richard and the Isley Brothers, and he's available. And I said, well, why don't you bring him to my house? I was living in Lodi, New Jersey at the time. So he brought him over, and he came over. He didn't even have a case for his guitar. He had a bag around it. Cloth bag, and he had a bandana. He was kind of hip looking, and way ahead of his time. And he said, "Okay." He had this little amp, must have been a foot high, a real small cheap thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What do you want me to play, Mr. D?" I said, "First of all, my name's Joey. Secondly, I want you to play what you like." And he starts playing some songs by Curtis Mayfield. Now.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I heard that, I said, man, he's playing left-handed upside down. I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
How does he play it like that? Well, anyway, so he comes in, he plays the Curtis Mayfield song. I said, man, you got the gig. I said, not a problem. So it's also in my book, he lights up a joint to celebrate, right? I'm married at the time with two boys, 1-5 and 1-4, Joey and Nikki. And My wife comes in and she hits the ceiling. She says, "What the hell do you think you?" She's a Jersey girl from Hackensack.
Yeah. I know.
Jones. She said, "What the hell do you think you're doing in my house?" And she chased him out of my house. And he's leaving, my nephew took him back to the city with Jimmy Mays. As he's leaving, I opened the door and I yelled out, "You got the gig. I'll see you Friday." But it was, and it's a great, and there's so many stories like that. Can you imagine being on the road with Hendrix and all the exploits we had and all the fun we had? We had gun fights together. You got to get the
book. How long was he with you?
He was with me the whole year of 1965. And then Chaz from the Animals, the bass player from the Animals, became his manager. He came to my club and saw Jimmy as he was part of the house band. So he got enamored with Jimmy's playing, and rightly so. I mean, Jimmy was such a super, super talent.
Yeah.
And Chaz, I can't think of his last name. Well, anyway, he became Jimmy's manager, and a year later, he left me and went to England, and the rest, you know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever see him again? Or no?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever see him again after that? Like,
yes, I did. In 1968 or 9 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he came over to see us. I was in a club making $2,500 a week with a whole band. And I said, "How much you make tonight, Jimmy, just for the one night?" He made 25 large, he said.
Oh, wow.
So I said, "Well, that's great, man."
Mr. D.
And he's such a sweet guy. And what a great sense of humor he had. And we had so much fun. We had we were a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Joey, what
and
a life you've had. My God.
Yeah, I mean, who can say this? They had Joe Pesci, Jimi Hendrix in the band. He started the Ronettes at the Peppermint Lounge because Sherelle's gave me a break. I said, "I'm going to give these young girls a break." And I took them on the road with me, and they became part of the Starlighters. And then who could say this? The Beatles opened for him in 1963. Now, somebody told me this. I'm a skeptical, cynical guy from Jersey, too. I'm a Jersey boy from Passaic, New Jersey, with the Sherelles. And I said, "Get the hell out of here. No one person could have done all of this." But you know what? I did.
And you're still doing it. My God. Guys, check it out. It's Joey's autobiography. It's called Peppermint Twist
Chronicles. And you got to say Chronicles.
Yes,
and that's how you get it through Amazon. And send it to me. You can get my information off joeyd.com. That's my website. And I'll be more than happy to sign the copies for you. And there's stories about the FBI and the mob. I was hooked up with the mob and all the stories I went through with them, and Pesci and Hendrix and Don Rickles and Dick Clark, and it's ad infinitum. Anybody who was a celebrity back then came to the Peppermint Lounge.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, you name it. They all came there. The Rolling Stones.
Well, you made it famous. You made them come there. So how cool is that?
It was too cool.
Right.
It was a dream. It was more than my utmost dream about my success in the business. And it was just fabulous. Look out in the audience and I see John Wayne and I see Nat King Cole in the audience. And Marilyn Monroe, well, I don't have to tell you about that. Or Ava Gardner. Wow.
Yeah. My God. Well, you
it
know,
was a
you
lot
were,
of wows. That's all I could tell
driven,
you.
You were a driven guy and talented. Didn't even know how talented you really were, but you saw what could happen with the twist and just you twisted it. You twisted that song and just, my God, that's what I envisioned. You saw what was happening. You ran with it and that rest is history, right? I mean, really.
Yeah, and then I got to write the song with Henry Glover, who was the A&R man for Roulette Records. Very talented guy. He and I wrote The Peppermint Lounge, The Peppermint Twist, and The Peppermint Lounge in about 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon in September of 1961.
My goodness. Well, I'd like to do a little twist right now. You want to hear it real quick?
Do it.
All right. Peppermint twist with my Joey D. If I don't come back, that means I collapsed on the floor from doing the twist. Uh-oh. I played the wrong thing, Joe. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, I like that.
I know, right? Here we go, guys.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We've got to go like this.
Go like this.
Joe, are you going to sing?
Yes.
Okay,
I just
did.
Bops,
you bops.
Okay, you got
line.
It.
We only heard one
That's
line.
The, I'll do the whole.
Dream.
I'll do the whole song. Do it from
now
the beginning.
This is my dream. I'm doing the bops, you bops. Hold
okay,
on,
you'll be Sammy Davis Jr. in the Starlighters.
I got to wet my whistle. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am to sing with Joey D. Here we go, folks. Loving this. Thank you, Joey. Here we go.
We got it.
Go like this. That's all you get, Joanne.
Thank you. Oh, my
God. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my God. You great. Oh, man. Well, I saw you live. You sounded fabulous. I mean, and you're still moving, too. Oh, my goodness. So,
Joanne, it's the same key I recorded that in, too.
I know. You set it up totally.
I've been
totally
so blessed.
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow.
You're still doing it. You're going to do it forever. And, oh, my God, thank you. What a dream come true for me. Thank you, sir. Oh, my God.
Joanne, save that. I want a copy of that. I know you're going to make a copy.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, I'm going to send
it
to
wonderful.
You. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, folks, again, the Peppermint Twist chronicles my true story of sex, rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix, fighting racism, and the mob. Dee's memoirs of his life, and man, he's had a hell of a life. And oh, Dee, thank you, Dee. Joe, thank you. So I'm reading something. I apologize. Listen,
that's
I
quite all right.
Gotta see you. I gotta see you.
Joanne, I want to tell you about the book. I just did an audio version where I'm telling the whole story. You can get the audio version of Peppermint Twist Chronicles. It's now available. Just came out.
Very
so you
nice,
want to hear me
nice.
Tell it word for word, and you'll hear me laughing, you'll hear me crying in some spots because it was very emotional for me.
Yeah. Now that is the book is you have a website, joeyd.com, or is it Joey D in the Starlight? What is it? What's the full
joeyd@joeyd.com.
Nice. Listen, we got a call. You want to talk to one of you want to talk to a fan?
I certainly will.
All right. Hang on. Let's see who we got. Hey, welcome to the Applause Radio Show. You're on Joey D.
The real Joey D?
The real Joey
well,
D.
Well, what's left of him.
Hold on one sec. You need to turn your radio down or your computer, hon.
Okay,
we got feedback.
Hold on. Okay, this should be a little bit better.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hey.
Okay, so I'll wait till I put my earplugs in. In any case, I'm thinking you got to be about 125 by now because that came out when I was in elementary.
100.
I'm
153.
I don't blame you. Like I said,
you're right, though.
When I was in, in elementary school and Chubby Checker was hot, this was before the Beatles. Yeah.
That's right.
1962. Yeah, so you're still around. Well, that's good.
I eat a lot of macaroni.
Oh, is that right? Macaroni is the key. You better let the scientists know about that so that they can tell everybody how to live longer with the macaroni.
Maybe they can bottle it. Yeah, exactly right.
I remember the words and the lyrics were as she was playing it. Like I said, it came out, before the Beatles when I was in elementary school, and then to hear that you're there, I'm saying, hey, congratulations for living so long because I'm in my 70s.
God bless you, man. I don't know if you can say that anymore, but God bless you.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. Say God bless you as long as you want, as often as you want. Even though I'm an agnostic,
and I will.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, if you've never seen Joey live, go to his website and check out his show. He's still out there performing. You got to check it out. He sounds great, and he's still dancing and twisting up there.
All right. Well, good. So good. Congratulations to you, Joey, and take care, hostess, and be safe out there, okay?
Thank you so much.
You do as well.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks for the call.
Oof, bad feedback.
Whoa. How cool was that?
Yeah, that
and
was nice.
He was a kid, and he's in his 70s now.
I know. Listen to him. How dare he say you're 150? Oh, my goodness.
No, he said 120. I said 153.
Well, we had so much feedback.
That's okay.
I was trying not to talk, so I wouldn't be annoying. I wanted him to talk to you, obviously. So, but
that's nice.
Joey, I can't wait to see you again. I think it's the one I'm going to. I've got so many shows I'm covering lately, so I don't know which ones I'm going to. It's the Bergen Pack Center, May 6th. Well, I have it here, Concert Bergen Pack, on my calendar, Saturday, May 6th. So I must have got approved.
Hello? I'm sorry, I got so enthusiastic. I shut the phone off. Hello?